Thursday, January 4th, 2024, organizational meeting, 7 p.m.
Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the organizational meeting 2024, Town of Moreau. Just for the record here, before we get started, Mr. Kyle Noonan on the end down there, Mr. Pat Killian, Councilman Mark Stewart, Councilman J.D. Donahue, and the gentleman sitting next to him is Mark O'Hara, and my name is Jesse Fish. So we're going to get started with this. I'd like to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, if we could, please. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can we get a roll call, please?
Absolutely. Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Killian?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Fish?
Here. We've got a couple of things that we have to do. We have to set a couple of public hearings. Clean this up before we get started on the agenda for the organizational meeting. I need a motion for fire department public hearing. I'd like to set it for 1:23 at 6:30.
So moved.
Second.
Here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And for the emergency, that's at 6:30. At the emergency squad would be at 6:40 on the same day.
So moved.
Roll call, or all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? So moved. Thank you for that. Number one on our agenda for the organizational meeting is a resolution setting 2024 salaries for the elected officials.
Motion to approve.
I need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Number two, resolution setting the following respective salaries, annual salaries, 52 weeks, or hourly rate as approved in the 2024 budget, except otherwise provided under town law, civil service law, or other applicable law, rule, or agreement. This would be numbers two, front page, back page here, up to number three. Need a motion for that?
Motion to approve all the listed salaries and hourly rate.
Second, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Numbers three through six. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the compensation and payment for 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody approve? Or, sorry.
Jesse, we're going to go back to the department's office. The secretary of the department.
Item number seven, resolution authorizing the supervisor to sign the following contracts and to make payment in the amounts of terms stated in the contracts.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the contracts with Southland Falls Fire Company Inc., Moreau Emergency Squad Inc., Civic Center of Moreau Inc., Saratoga County Animal Shelter, Saratoga County Youth Bureau, Saratoga County IMA Recycling Agreement, Saratoga County for the Aging Nutrition Agreement, City of Glens Falls Transportation Agreement, Dog Control Service, and Professional Fire Protection Inc.
We need to hold off on the fire company contracts for why we're left for the public hearing.
I will rescind the Southland Falls Fire Company and Moreau Emergency Squad out of my resolution.
Any seconds?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Numbers 8 through 12.
Motion to approve resolutions 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 as read.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 13. Resolution setting forth following employee policies for all full-time employees after 117. Not applicable to elected officials or those employees covered under the CSEA contract. And defining full-time as permanent employee working 20 hours per week or more on a regular continuing basis, and part-time as any permanent employee working less than 20 hours per week on a regular basis. That's all included with your vacation leave, sick leave, personal bereavement, employee leave records, and insurance benefits, days off, everything up to Article 14.
Motion to approve Resolution 13 as written.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 14, 15, 16, and 17.
Motion to approve Resolution 14, 15, 16, and 17.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution is carried. 18 and 19.
Resolution approving 18 and 19 as written.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolutions 20 through 29.
20. Need a motion to approve resolutions 20 through 29.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Resolutions 30 through 35. Motion to approve resolutions 30 through 35. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution carried. Resolutions 36 through 47.
You need to wait for a second for discussion, or can I just share thoughts?
I'll make a motion to approve said resolution to get it to discussion.
Okay. So, resolution number 40, resolution adopting the catch employee training reimbursement policy and training reimbursement agreement, see attached. So, I don't think we can carry this one tonight because the only thing we have on here that is attached is the employee training reimbursement policy. The training reimbursement agreement is another document that states that if an employee gets paid training by the town of Moreau and then decides to leave immediately after receiving potentially expensive training, there is a prorated reimbursement rate back to the town for that training. That document isn't attached, and I think it might just be an administrative oversight with getting everything going. So the suggestion would be to table 40 for tonight and then move on that on Tuesday, if we all agree with that document.
So would that be something we covered in an executive session?
Nope.
Based on
it's so if you actually go online and you look up the 2023 meeting minutes for this exact meeting, that document is there. It just didn't make it over to be attached to this.
We just need to tonight. Table it until the next meeting and put that document with it and then approve it.
That's all. That's all that is.
I'll rescind my previous motion and make a motion to approve resolution 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, and 47.
Is that a second or not?
Right.
Second. So, sorry, Nathan. Can we look at discussion resolution 47? Resolution setting the annual payment per megawatt for payment in lieu of taxes or pilot agreements pursuant to the Moreau Town Code, Chapter 63. Section H shall be $900. In the event this amount exceeds the amount that would be otherwise payable as taxes or for the exemption under real property tax law 47, the assessor has the ability to negotiate the per megawatt amount subject to final approval of the agreement by the town board. So I sent everybody an email on that. I don't know if I had a chance to read it. Again, not a huge issue, but my question was, do you think $900 is too low? Because there is a calculator that NYSERDA encourages towns to use to set that annual payment per megawatt, and $900, from what I could see with that calculator, is extremely low based on that calculator.
Where did the previous board come up with that number?
So again, I don't know the exact number where 900 came from, but I know last year, I didn't even bring them with me, the last year's minutes, but it mentioned that because we were near a spot where we were possibly ready to make this new town solar law, that number, I'm not sure where that number came from, but I also don't know if that calculator was available at that point in time. So, for instance, I looked at, and it's specifically for community solar, I looked at it, and I punched in 10 megawatts, because I think that's this community solar project that's looking to go into the industrial park. And when you punch in 10 megawatts, the payment, annual payment per megawatt, comes up to be $1,700. The guideline is 1 to 3% of... it's 1 to 3% of basically what the power company would look to earn for revenues. And it clearly states that, you know, this is a something to be fair to the municipality and fair to the power company. It's not to take too, you know, it's not, you don't want to take too much. Obviously, you want to be fair. You want to be cost prohibitive. But at the same time, you know, it's $900 enough. And if, you know, if we're not ready to move on that, we can keep it as is and look at it again next year. You know, that's ultimately where this comes up. That's all.
If we waited until the next board meeting to do this, is this something that could be looked at and brought into a better number, a better idea of what it would be?
I think so.
Instead of going with last year's number, if we just tabled it off and we could do it at our next regular scheduled meeting?
I mean, I think that's probably...
Is that enough time? Or?
I think, I mean, really what it would come down to, and it's not overly difficult, if everybody was to just read, I sent the link to that NYSERDA toolkit, basically, read it, you know, ask questions as needed if you understand it, you know, how you may understand it, and go from there. Because, you know, I had this thought that said, I had it in the email, but I don't know, you know, if we were even ready to move on that tonight. So, just an idea, that's all. I mean, I'd be willing to table that 47 until Tuesday, and if it stays, it stays, but my whole reasoning for thinking about it was, are we selling ourselves too short? That's all.
And you got these numbers from where?
NYSERDA.
NYSERDA?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have an email.
I could open my email up to the password.
All right. So when you get there, you have an email waiting for you.
I think it's worth looking at, right? I think it's all a chance to look it over and kind of sort of go on and sell ourselves short. That's for sure.
Is it everything over 10?
No, it's actually...
It's 5 and up?
It's, I think, 3 and up. Yeah.
And based on the pilot where I read it, so that the pilot credits itself was more or less based on what you're saying right now. You're thinking it's, it goes towards the pilot credit.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. All right, that's the last one I'm going to do, Mark. Sorry.
Thank you. I will rescind my previous motion, and I will make a motion.
What's the number that I live off of?
46. I will make a motion to approve resolutions 36, 37, 38, 39, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, and 46.
What's that?
Okay.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Town Borough Committee appointments. Buildings and Grounds, Pat Killian, Mark Stewart. Cable TV, Kyle Newman, Pat Killian. Cemetery, Mr. Donahue, Mr. Noonan. Economic Business and Technology Development, Pat Killian, Mark Stewart. Highway Department, Mark Stewart, John Donahue. Industrial Park, Councilman Noonan, Councilman Donahue. Insurance, Councilman Killian, Councilman Donahue. Personnel, Employee Compensation, Councilman Killian, Councilman Stewart. Recreation, Councilman Stewart, Councilman Donahue. Transfer Landfill, Councilman Stewart, Councilman Noonan. Consolidated Water District and Sewer District Number 1, Councilman Killian, Councilman Donahue. Zoning Liaison, Councilman Killian, Councilman Stewart. Emergency Squad Liaison, Councilman Donahue. Fire Company Liaison, Councilman Stewart. Crandall
library liaison, Councilman Noonan, and the Moreau Community Center, Councilman Donahue. And if you can't get a hold of any of them, you can get a hold of me. Does anybody on the board have anything else that they want to bring up? Anybody? Any questions from the people in the crowd? Mr. Andrews.
The contract with the Glensville. The contract with the city of Glens Falls, didn't they send, is that changed because of the new CDA contract they have with Albany, and they're not running it anymore? They're associated with CDTA. That's the only thing that I noticed that was
so
different.
The only thing is you got to state your name and your address.
Yes, Renantis, 11 Paris Road. Thank you, Pat. Not everybody knew me. But the tape machine does not. So, yeah, the other thing is that the city of Glens Falls now is not running the public transportation,
right.
The CDTA, so that in the run, in your organization, there might be the contract is different or has changed. You might want to...
I haven't seen anything on it yet.
But that, I don't, they're not operating it. They're... The CDTA is running it, so you just might want to review that. That's the only thing I saw that seemed out of place.
Well, is that an issue if they change the operation? Maybe we just rescind that section of Resolution 7 if needed? Currently,
I have to see something on it for now. I'm not sure what the relationship is. I've seen the CDTA yet.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Steve Dawning, 13 Michael Road. I just have a quick question. Is the town required to meet the state guidelines for paid family leave and paid sick leave? Because I notice in here, I had my own business for 36 years, and I see in here you have requirements for sick leave and bereavement, but is the town required to follow the same guidelines for paid family leave and paid sick leave that any private business would?
Is that family leave, is it FMLA, are you talking?
Yeah, it's not federal. It's not federal, it's state. It's a state requirement that the Cuomo administration changed over. And I don't know if this meets that standard. I just bring it up because I'm assuming the town employees have to follow the same state guidelines. So I just didn't know if you might want to look into that.
I'll check into it for you. I know I used it once when I was a water superintendent.
Thank you, Malcolm. You can answer that, right? I'll
take a look at that.
And as I say, my understanding of it is the town, borough, the county, we're not held to the same standards as the private business. That's correct.
Oh, okay.
So that's all I was going to say. So it's just to answer your one question is that you being a small business owner,
yep.
I am as well. The town isn't held to those same standards that private small business owners are.
Okay.
Anybody else? With that, I get a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.